Thanks. I was just going to ask you, Dylan, to start the recording.
Recording has started.
But great, thank you. I'd like to call this meeting to order. My name is Sonny Papowski. I'm the chair of the Philadelphia Water, Sewer, and Stormwater Rate Board. All five members of the board are present. Myself, Abby Pazewski, Deb McCarty, Tony Ewing, and Mac Williams. We also have several other individuals in attendance. Now we have a couple matters on the agenda for today. The first is the minutes from our meeting of October 11th. Abby, as the board secretary, I'd ask you to introduce those minutes.
I've reviewed the minutes and they appear to be correct to me, and I'd like to make a motion for the board to approve them.
I'll second.
Abby moves, Tony second. Any discussion, any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, I'll ask for a vote on that. All in favor of moving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, okay, they're approved 5-0. The second matter is the consideration of the requests for proposals that were issued for our three rate board contracts for the coming year, beginning in this hopefully beginning in December 2023. I've worked with Dan on that, and I'd ask Dan to introduce the issue for us.
Sure. So the rate board's contracts for hearing officer, for technical consultant, and public advocate all expire on December 1. Back in June 14th, the board authorized and directed Sonny and me to issue requests for proposals for new contracts for each of those positions. We posted RFPs for each of them on the city's website, eContract Philly, and received timely responses for each, which we circulated in confidence to all board members.
I'll take from there. Thanks, Dan. I asked board members to for volunteers that would each review and discuss one set of proposals. Three members of the board volunteered, and Dan and I met separately with each of those board members so that only two board members were present at each of those discussions at a time. In each case, the other board member and I came up with recommendations on the on a proposal we think the board should accept, and in certain cases also came up with agreed to or came up with terms that we think should be further negotiated. I also met separately with the fourth member of the board to discuss those proposals.
So, under the rules that govern competition for city professional services contracts like these, applicants and members of the public are all supposed to receive notice at the same time as to who applied for each position, which applicant the city agency intends to contract with, if any, and the reasons for that choice, at least if the applicant's proposal was not the least expensive. That notice is first given by posting a notice of intent to contract on the city's eContract Philly website. That means board members cannot state in this meeting who applied or how many applicants there were for each position, and cannot identify any applicants, even the ones they would like the board to choose.
Okay, so I believe that each of the members, and well, let me just emphasize that again, what Dan just said, that we cannot name any of the applicants or the we cannot name any of the applicants at this time for any purpose, but and that cannot be made public until until the notice of intent is posted on the city's website. So with that, I believe that each of the members of the board has reviewed all the proposals. Although we have not discussed the proposals as a group, other than in the two-member meetings that we had. And again, without revealing anything that Dan tells us shouldn't be revealed publicly yet. And before I request a formal motion, let me ask the board members if they have, whether any board member objects to making an award to an applicant for each of the contracts that or whether there is any dispute as to which applicant should receive a contract, assuming that details can be negotiated. So are there, so first let me ask if there's any objections to that process.
None.
Hearing none, I would like to request or invite a motion, and I'll read the motion that I'm requesting be formally suggested at this time. The motion would authorize me as the chair on each of the contracts to do the following. One, work with our council to post notice of intent to award a contract to the applicant we select. Two, work with council to negotiate an acceptable contract within the board's budget. And three, execute a contract, or if we cannot come to acceptable terms, restart the contract procurement process, and if necessary, make a temporary award and execute a temporary agreement in the meantime. Could I request that, a motion to that effect, one of the board members?
I'll make a motion to authorize you to follow through on what you just said, you and Dan.
Is there a second, Tony? Any discussion among the board members?
None.
In that case, could we have a vote on the motion? All in favor, please signify by saying aye or raising your hand. Or
aye.
Any opposed? The motion has been approved 5-0. Dan?
Yeah, so I'll work with Sonny. We'll work to try to get new contracts in place by the time of the board's December meeting if we can. I will post notice as to each contract as soon as I can, and we'll let the board members know. The notices will again be on the website eContract Philly, which is philawx.com/eContract. And to find these, you click on notice of intent to contract. I think many of you are already familiar with the website, but just for the record, if anyone needs that.
Yeah, if anyone needs that web address, Dan, you can send it out, I guess.
Sure. Board members.
Are there any other comments regarding this matter by the among the board members? In that case, let me ask if are there any other matters to be brought before the board at this time? Hearing none, I believe our next board meeting is December 13th at 3 p.m. Then in January, February, we expect to be hearing from the department, at least with respect to a TAP rider proceeding. So with that, are there any other matters to be brought before the board? Any other comments? In that case, I'll request a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mac moved. Tony second. Okay. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No, and just before I close, let me just thank the other fellow board members for their assistance in this matter and in reviewing the proposals. We'll try to get back to you in time for our next board meeting. Thank you very much. The meeting is hereby adjourned.
Thanks, Sonny. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Sonny.
Bye, everyone. Thank you, everybody.
Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving.